Welcome back. With me is Dr. Maceo Crenshaw-Daly, who is head of African American Studies here at UTEP. He is one of three authors of a new book, African Americans in El Paso, which was recently released by Arcadia Publishing. It's a 128-page softcover book with about 200 black and white images. It's available through Amazon.com and at Barnes and Noble. Dr. Daly's co-authors were Catherine Smith McClinn, with whom we've just had the pleasure of visiting. And I apologize that we are not able to bring Cecilia Gutierrez Venable into the conversation. But Dr. Daly, can you tell me what role Cecilia played in this project?
Well, it was very important to have her because she enrolled in the PhD program at UTEP, mm-hmm. and she already had done a comparable book in one of the East Texas towns. So she knew the publisher and had the contact, and in some ways she was a catalyst for our being able to make contact with the publisher. Yes. And get it off the ground. She also helped in gathering data, photos. We went to the El Paso Times with, Tales from the Morgue?
Yes.
Trish Long, I believe it is.
Yes.
Yeah. And we were able to get these wonderful photographs. And so Cecilia played a role in the legwork, if you will, and then also helping to write the captions.
Wonderful. And I understand she is a graduate student here at UTEP in the history department and a PhD candidate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So she's currently in San Antonio, but will be in El Paso again and working, no doubt, on other projects.
Yes. She has so many irons in the fire and she travels widely, but next time we get her here, we'll hold her down. Maybe she can come on for an interview.
That would be lovely. Mm-hmm. This series, by the way, African Americans in El Paso, is part of the Images of America history book series. And what I like so very much about this series is the publisher, Arcadia, approaches people living in the communities to document their own history. Mm-hmm. And this is what basically was taken on by the cream of the crop as far as people able to do so, mm-hmm. with you and Catherine and Cecilia. Mm-hmm. And tell me some of the other firsts or important moments in El Paso's history regarding the black community that people might be unaware of.
Well, according to all the data we have right now, the chapter of the NAACP here was the first one established here in Texas. And, of course, that effort was led by Dr. Nixon and a few others that he mm-hmm. managed to convince that there was a need for an organization. We do have a book coming out soon on the life of Dr. Nixon, which will chronicle how the NAACP evolved out of basically a political literary club that African Americans formed here. And, of course, in the 1920s, I referenced before, there's Dr. Nixon, who is busy challenging the all-white Democratic primary. And then in the 1950s, of course, we have this incredible endeavor by Thelma White, who applies to Texas Western College. She's denied entry. She goes up the road in MSU while the issue is being adjudicated. She did not come, but in 1955, 12 black students enrolled mm-hmm. in UTEP. And then a couple of years later, we had the first black athlete, Charles Brown, who
yes.
enrolled.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have an incredibly rich community. And even if you trace it up to today, it's fascinating to look at all of the accomplished African Americans. One could reference Mr. Robert Wingo and his wife, Paulette. One could talk about Judge Donald Williams. We have Jerome Tillman and Sue Pratt. And I know I'm going to leave a few names out and
that's
become,
the risk you take.
Right. I'll become persona non grata.
And I doubt that.
Just as the book, I've always been afraid at book signing, someone would come up and say, you left my father out or you left my uncle out.
Or you write the wrong name in the
right,
front.
Right. That too. But I think the thing for anyone who comes here, and even my son who was recently here from Paris, is the recognition that while El Paso is a very small town, it's incredibly cosmopolitan. And I remember my good friend Adair Margot once said to someone who said, there's nothing to do in El Paso. And she said, well, get out of bed.
I like that one. I like that a lot.
It's a rich community, and blacks have contributed more than their share to making it that
absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. And I have to go to the name of Leona Washington, because she's one of my role models. We were speaking a bit before the interview, and of course, when I first met her, I was a great deal younger, and she struck me as being such a warm, just a motherly type of person with a huge heart and a gentleness to her. And I had trouble reconciling that with the power that she had in establishing the McCall Neighborhood Center. She was going to do it, and by darn, she not only did it, she did it in style, and I was so impressed by her. That stuck with me.
Yeah. Frankly, the McCall Neighborhood Center is the epicenter of the African-American community. We have clubs, meetings, educational activities, health fairs, on and on and on. And all of this is to be attributed to her vision. She raised, we just checked, probably more than $1 million over her lifetime and endeavors with the McCall Neighborhood Center. But she was such a dear friend and a visionary and a person who had this self-effacing manner of getting things done.
Yes.
She would come to you, and before you knew it, you were looped into a project.
Not unlike Catherine, actually.
Yeah, right. And that's a rare gift, but a very important one, because it tells you how people can become the glue in a community. And that's what she was.
Yes. Well, I cannot thank you enough for what you've contributed to our community. My guest today, Dr. Maceo Crenshaw Daly, head of the African American Studies Program here at UTEP, along with Catherine Smith McGlynn. She was a visiting assistant professor and co-founder of Frontera Repertory Theater here in El Paso, and has now moved out to California and is continuing with her film and acting career. And the third author of the book, Cecilia Gutierrez Venable, who is a PhD candidate here at UTEP. All three authored African Americans in El Paso. Available through Amazon.com or through Barnes & Noble. Thank you so very much for coming in today, Dr. Daly, and for what you've contributed.
Thank you for this wonderful opportunity and your gracious hosting us here.
My pleasure.